Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. A safety belt increases your chances of surviving a crash by 45%. Always wear your safety belt.
I'm Elisa Nelson. The Missouri legislature has ended its special session with today's passage of a bill that would give electric rate discounts to an aluminum plant and steel mill that want to open in southeast Missouri. Governor Greitens tells Missouri Net he will sign the legislation possibly on June 5th. He cites a Public Service Commission analysis about the impact the bill could have on Ameren ratepayers.
That same analysis also showed that if you bring the steel mill and it were able to open up the old Noranda, now called Magnitude 7, with hundreds of more jobs, it showed that over a 10-year period, in 9 years, you wouldn't see any rate increase, and that possibly in the 10th year, you'd see an increase of about 8 cents per month.
Opponents of the measure say Ameren customers will be on the hook for the additional costs, and there's no guarantee the companies will open in Missouri. After 14 hours of deliberations, a mistrial has been declared today in the case of a man charged with murder in the 2015 pursuit death of a Missouri state trooper. Brian Howsworth reports.
Sergey Comer's son had been charged with second-degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, and resisting arrest. Prosecutors say Missouri State Trooper James Bava was killed in a pursuit in mid-Missouri's Audrain County in August 2015. The jury deliberated for about 14 hours, and Columbia TV station KMIZ reports the jury wrote that the minority position of the group wouldn't budge. Authorities say Comerson was speeding on a motorcycle that Bava was chasing when he crashed. The incident happened near Mexico, Missouri. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
State Treasurer Eric Schmidt is encouraging military families to search for unclaimed medals over the Memorial Day weekend. He says there are 185 military items currently held in Missouri's Unclaimed Property Division. More information is available at showmemoney.com. Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill has released her annual report on the performance of medical services for veterans. Jason Taylor reports.
McCaskill's Veterans Customer Satisfaction Program was launched in 2011 amid reports of problems at John Cochran VA Medical Center in St. Louis. The just-released report shows that for the past three cycles in the St. Louis area, respondents are happier with communication, care, wait times, and appointment scheduling. In a release, McCaskill credited the hiring of a permanent director and a new call center for making it easier for veterans to schedule appointments. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
A St. Louis man has pleaded guilty to posing as a Purple Heart recipient. According to the plea agreement, 46-year-old Mark Chartrand traveled from Missouri to California and convinced a business to extend him credit and lend him money based on his military service and medals. And damage assessments for recent flooding in Missouri are an estimated $86 million. This is Missouri Net News.